Good morning. Welcome to Frontlines Prayer here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. We are so excited for today. Thank you for hooking in to what God is doing here during this time of prayer. We're so blessed by each one of you. Thank you for your diligence to be here this morning. I know just in the natural, as we get later on in the week, the body can naturally have opportunity to try and feel a little bit sleepier, but y'all are the hungry ones. It's awesome. That was also Hannah's hand, in case you just saw it. Sittler's here. She's being awesome. No, you don't have to apologize. You're awesome. Comment right now. Tell us who you are, where you're watching from, so that way we can say hi to you. We've got an awesome day of prayer up ahead of us. We're going to be diving into the word here in just a second, but we want to say good morning to everybody who's on, like Lisa Lamb, who was our first commenter today, Deborah Ann Aldridge, Miss Terry is watching, Hannah Sittler, Holly, Jake Labreck, Tab is here, Miss Marilyn, Johnny, Dylan Pickett, Joni, Seth, so good to see you. J-Lo's here. Janine is here. Matthew. I don't know if I said Matthew already. I did not. Matthew's here. Serena's here. Angie's here. Julie, Courtney, Jew and Greek. It's so good to see you. What a blessing to have you on this morning. Let's see. We've got Darcy and Mr. Phil, Cheryl, Marky, Eleanor is here. She doesn't say good morning to anyone other than Mr. Phil, though. She just wants the world to know I am only here to greet Phil. So Marky's here. George, my husband, I love you. Good morning. Corey is here. Guys, what a good day. Honestly, this has become one of my favorite parts of the day, and not just when we started broadcasting, but just in general, when we started this time of 6 a.m. prayer, there's something special about making the time to seek His face early in the morning. There's something special that comes when we put forth ourselves, our lives, as a living offering to the Lord and saying, Lord, no matter what the cost is, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to seek you in the morning. I'm going to seek you in the evening. I'm going to seek you throughout the day. You're my Lord. I've got to have you. There's something special that comes when there is a cost to the flesh, and yet we choose to make the cost anyway. When we choose to hunger after God, God sees honor. And this time of prayer, waking up early in the morning to seek the face of God, choosing to hop on, choosing to comment, God is a God who's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We see it all throughout the Word. I mean, that I literally just quoted Scripture to you. That's not just me creating something. That's literally what Scripture says. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, those who seek Him when it's convenient, those who seek Him when it's not on the flesh, those who seek Him whenever able, those who seek the Lord, He rewards those. And so this morning, so excited to be hopping into the Word of God today. We're going to spend some time seeking the Lord's face. Deb says in the comments, for those of you who have been following along, this is no longer prayer for this moment. This is our update on the mouse. For those of you who have been here the last 2 days, day three of our current situation where the mouse just appeared during a live broadcast 2 days ago, that was a really, really interesting opening to prayer. So if you want to go back, have some laughs as we're live, as William comes in holding up a broom over his head on camera, you feel free to go watch 2 days ago. But the update is that there is no update. Jerry is outliving his best life right now. So we'll let you know whenever we find Jerry. If we do, maybe he was just here that day to help bring a source of joy. I don't know, but we haven't found him yet. So Sammy is on. She says, good morning. Marky, about 5 minutes after she said hello to Phil, she finally says, hello, everyone else. So she chose to enter into fellowship with us. That's good. How can we enter into prayer unless there's agreement? So Marky's here now. Good morning, Marky. Shanae is on. She says, good morning. Lisa says, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hannah says, Jerry's just trying to feed his family. I mean, maybe. Serena says, we choose to believe Jerry chose to join the rest of his friends outside. Agreed. Jerry is not here anymore. That would be a good choice. Phil is in the comments laughing. I'm going to believe Phil is laughing at the fact that Marky just chose to be social beyond him. Mr. Phil and Marky have a really, really fun friendship. So just enjoy that in the comments today. But As we're hopping into prayer this morning, I love all the people just being like, good morning, Marky. Maybe that's why Marky did it. Maybe Marky withheld her good morning until the appropriate time that now that everyone else is on, she could get individual greetings by all the people. She's laughing really hard off screen. I'm also choosing to not make eye contact with her as I'm gently teasing her in front of everyone. But okay, I'm just going to move on. Need to be all done teasing Marky. Hard break. And into the word, guys. So thank you for the transition. The cut shot helps me focus. So today, as we're entering into this time of prayer, you know, the last few weeks, as this has become more and more apparent that this time of broadcasting prayer is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, as it's become apparent that God is really raising up a people of prayer. He's raising up a culture of prayer. And that's awesome because we know in context of the Word of God, nothing happens on this earth unless it's done by prayer. Nothing happens because God has given authority of what happens on the earth to his sons and his daughters on the earth. So in order for God's will to be effectively done, people have to choose to enter into a partnership with God and say, Lord, I hear the heart cry. I hear your heart. I hear you, Lord, that you have plans and dreams and desires for your people, for this world, for your children. And I'm going to come into agreement with those desires. I'm going to be your person on the earth that will yield to you, open our mouths and decree a thing and watch it be established. That's who God has called us to be on the earth. So this time of prayer, God is raising up a people of prayer. He's raising up a people that will be bold for him, that will stand for him in the midst of whatever they're seeing. He is raising up the Shadrach, Meshachs, and Abednegoes of this current time that say, no matter what's in front of me, I'm not bowing and I'm not bending. I'm only bowing to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No matter what comes, I will stand. Having done all, I will stand. And put that in the comments this morning. Having done all, I will stand. Having done all, I will stand. So this morning, as it pertains to prayer, we have this awesome privilege to enter into partnership with God this morning. God desires to see his will done on the earth. And as people who have his heart, we get to enter into a covenant fellowship and partnership with the Lord. And here's what we're to do this morning. You know, this week alone, the things that the Lord has had us pray out, he's had us stand in the gap for every partner, every member, every ministry attached to Boomerang Church International and Boomerang Church International itself. He's had us stand in the gap and pray out praise, pray out the spirit of joy. Yesterday alone, he had us pray out and decree a loosing of the gifts that were given to Jesus that we may inherit them. Remember, dunamis power, riches and glory and wisdom and honor and blessing. Lord, and the one that I'm not, might, that's the seventh one. He had us decree with our mouths that these things would be established. That's awesome. These are all awesome promises. Last week, he had us pray out for an awakening, for a rising up of the people of God, for our eyes to be enlightened, for the fire of God to come on the praises of his people. Like the things that we're praying out are awesome and they're wonderful and holy and mighty. But what do we do if they have not yet fully manifested in front of our eyes? Because there is a time, there's seed, there's time, there's harvest, there's seed. Our time of prayer, this is time of sowing. We're sowing into the kingdom. We're sowing into one another. We're sowing into this ministry. We're sowing into who the Lord has called this ministry to be. Like, we're sowing right now. So in the time of sowing, what happens during the time where it hasn't manifested yet? I'm so glad you asked. In Isaiah 62, this entire chapter, I'd encourage you to read it. That's not my assignment this morning. My assignment is to highlight two verses in particular from this chapter. But this entire chapter is the heart of God for his people. This entire chapter is talking about the restoration of the children of God, the restoration and God's desire for his church, what we should be looking like now in this time. He says, in Psalm 62, verse 1, and then we're going to hop to verse 7. It says, for Zion's sake, in Zion, in context of this chapter, is talking about the church. It's talking about, yes, the nation of Israel, yes, God's chosen people. But biblically, we also see God is talking about his church. He's talking about the age of the church right now and what we can stand and believe to see happen. So for Zion's sake, Isaiah 62, 1, I will not keep silent. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning. So at this time that this is being written, God's people have not been redeemed back to him yet. At the time this is being written, Gentiles have not been grafted in yet. This is the Lord speaking through the prophet Isaiah until this time was open. And even still, as the glory of God comes upon the church, he's saying, because of the church's sake, because of Israel's sake, because of Jerusalem's sake, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to hold back my supply of faith, hope, and love. Because hear this, the prophet Isaiah was able to be shown by God the dreams that God had for his people. God showed his prophet what was to come, that the prophet could then release that vision out of his mouth so that people could come into agreement. What have we been doing on this time of prayer? The Lord has given us a vision and a mission to pray out. We're seeing glimpses of what his dreams, what his desires are. And here's the posture that God is telling the prophet and the people that would hear to have. And I will not keep silent. Put it in the comments. I will not keep silent. I will not keep silent. And in context of this verse, it's saying, I won't keep silent until it happens. I won't hold back my prayer until it happens. I won't withhold my praise until it happens. I'm holding nothing back. I'm a person of fervent prayer. I'm a person that'll pray until it comes to pass. I'm a person that'll praise and give thanks until it comes to pass. It's happening now. Now. And faith is now. Faith is now. We're not believing this to be a long time off, but I'm not going to pray, open my eyes, and if I haven't seen it in front of me, just, oh man, it must not have worked. Oh man, prayer must not have happened today. No, I praise because it is done. As soon as I release the word will accomplish what it was sent to do. Isaiah 55:11 says, the word will not return back void. So we're sending the word, but we're also maintaining our position of confidence, our position of being the watchman over this ministry. I will not keep silent. I will not hold back my prayer. I will not hold back my praise. My prayers are happening, and I'm not going to quit regardless of what my eyes see. I'm not going to quit even if it takes a few times of praising. I'm putting a praise on and because it's happening. It's happening now. It's taking place now. So that's Isaiah 62:1. Isaiah 62:6 and 7. This is who we are. And put this in the comments. I am a watchman. I am a watchman. I am a watchman. A watchman is someone who's posted on, like, as basically a type of security around the perimeter of a building, of a castle somewhere. A watchman is someone who watches and then releases an alarm if something were to be coming, who releases the word to command what takes place on that property. So, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. And all day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise on this earth. So I want to look at a couple things where it says, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest. That's not saying don't enter into spiritual rest. That's literally not what he's saying. That verse in context, if you look at the original language, what he's saying is don't stop praying. Don't stop praising. Don't sit down on your behonkis and just get out of the place of praise. No, he's saying keep standing guard. Keep standing in faith. Keep standing with praise. Keep standing and do not allow your prayer to get out of the ear of God. Maintain it before his eyes. Well, we see this in the New Testament too. In Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, and Luke 18, 1 through 8, in context of both of those things, we see that the heart of God is those who seek, find. Those who knock have the door flung wide open. Those who ask have it answered unto them. Luke 18 shows a story of a woman who was going before this ruler, this unjust ruler, and she was asking for justice and asking for justice and asking for justice to the point where in the natural, it looked like harassment. And this unjust ruler was like, oh my gosh, this is Barrett's paraphrase, but oh my gosh, just give her what she wants. I'm done listening to it. Like, just go ahead and answer her. And God is saying, if we will put on the same sort of fervency, God doesn't get exasperated with us. He's not frustrated with us. But what he is saying is, keep it before me. Keep it before me. Keep it before me. Maintain diligence. Maintain faith. Maintain the posture of confident expectation. God will answer. If an unjust ruler will answer, how much more will the Father who loves us answer? So he's saying, on your walls, I've appointed the people of prayer. I've appointed the people that will come into a covenant partnership with God. And these people, do not stop praying. Don't hold back. No matter what you see, keep your post. Keep your position. And hear me, Boomerang Church International. Hear me, people that are hot saints that are coming in this morning to pray out the will of God. As long as we don't quit, God will bring the word to pass. The word will accomplish what we send it to accomplish. We are harvesting. We are increasing. We are the watchmen of this ministry, and our mouths will be filled with joyful shouts of praise. Our mouths will be filled with a confident expectation, the same way that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's mouth was filled with confidence before King Nebuchadnezzar, that says, we don't have to give you an answer, but here's the thing, O king, we're not bowing to you. We're not bowing. Our God is able to deliver us from you, from the fire, from anything that could ever come. But even if he weren't to, we're not going to praise you. We're going to praise him. And then in the midst of whatever they were seeing, whatever fiery furnace was in front of them, they had their bondages broken off. They're walking around the fire like freedmen. And there's a fourth man in the fire with them, because God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. And as we come together this morning, this is our heart. For Zion's sake, for the church's sake, for Boomerang Church International's sake, for the saints' sake, for the body of Christ's sake, for every partner, every member, every attender's sake, we will not be silent. We will be a people of magnanimous praise, a praise that causes a shaking, a praise that causes an inhabitation. It's happening now. The restoration, the glory of God, the splendor of the King, it's now for the church. Let's enter into praying and praising him for it. And just like always, as we say, as the Lord is showing you things, people in this room, people here that are part of prayer, if you have something that the Lord lays on your heart, mic up and let's come pray it out. Be obedient. If you've got questions on it, go see Serena or Hannah as they're in the room. Bring it to them. But for people that are watching online, as the Lord's showing you things, releasing things, comment them. Bring your supply of faith, hope, and love, and let's see what God does this morning. Lord words. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are wonderful. You are the Lord above all. You are awesome. There is no one that compares to you. There is no one who's like you. You are wonder working. You are awesome. You are holy. You are greater than the greatest. You are bigger than the biggest. You are better than the best. There is no one that compares to you. You are the Lord of the harvest. And this morning, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving, into your gates with praise, or reverse that actually. But Lord, we're coming before you with praise and thanksgiving. We're entering into the presence of God and in the praises of your people. Your presence dwells in those praises. Your presence lives in those praises. You are awesome. You are greater than the greatest, bigger than the biggest, better than the best. You are Lord of all. You are richer than the richest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are holy. You are all wisdom. You are all powerful. You are awesome, mighty counselor. You are our tower of refuge in time of need. You are healing itself personified. And in you, there is healing in your wings. You are our comfort. You are the Lord who sees us. You are the Lord who knows us. You are the Lord God of all. You are the Lord, our banner of righteousness. You are the Lord, our provider. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are Alpha. You're Omega. You're beginning. You're the end. This time of prayer is yours, Lord. The saints that are joining in this morning, they're yours, Lord. This time is yours. Have your way, Father. Your watchmen are manning their posts this morning. We're stepping up to our assignment of partnership, covenant partnership with you, and you are bringing to pass great and mighty things in the land of the living. For every person watching this morning, you are doing great and mighty things in the land of the living. For every person that would be watching later in the time to come, great and mighty things are being done now in the name of Jesus. For every partner church, every ministry attached, we give you praise for the great and mighty things that you're doing in the midst of them. We thank you for the great and the mighty things you're doing in the assembly of Hope City. We thank you for the great and mighty things you're doing in the assembly of March of Faith. We thank you for the great and mighty things you're doing in the midst of Pastor Toby and Miranda's church in Mexico. We thank you for the great and mighty things that are happening in Reign in Life Church with Pastor Gerald and Pastor Tadasi. Lord, we thank you for the great and mighty things that are being done for Pastor David and Jane Wing up in New Hampshire. We thank you for the great and mighty things that are happening in the nation of Africa through our missionary Roderick. Lord, we thank you for the great and mighty things that are happening now wherever our partners are located. Wherever our partners are located, great and mighty things are happening, and we give you the praise for it, Lord. Yabakarakai. We thank you for the great and mighty things that are happening in Brother Tracy and Sister Lori's ministry of Hima, Lord, of Him. We thank you, Lord, for Mission to America having its full work being done. We thank you for giving clarity, vision, and wisdom over Mission to America right now. And we thank you for the right open doors. Shut anything that's not of you, but open up the doorways to the fullness of the anointing. Let your full will be done now. Now, in the name of Jesus, open doors to the widows, open doors to the orphans, open doors to those on the highways and the byways. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the open doors this ministry has here in media. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the blessing on YouTube. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing going upon this app that allows us to stream the gospel. We ask you right now for open doors. Let people hear the words of life that come out of this ministry. We thank you that our broadcasts, Frontlines Prayer, the Lunch Plus broadcasts, we ask you right now that it be promoted by the algorithm and that multitudes, multitudes, multitudes come to the saving knowledge of God through partnership with this ministry, not by our power, not by our might, but by the Spirit of God. Lord, we thank you for increase on Faith TV. We thank you for increase of viewership, increase of the anointing. We thank you for increase of the words of life. We thank you, Lord, that your will is being done. All of this we've prayed out many times over. But God, we're coming into your presence this morning, bringing it up before you with thanksgiving. We're not begging. We're not wondering whether it's happening. We're so thankful because it is happening. We're thankful that the increase is here. We're thankful that your word cannot lie. We're thankful that your word is true. We're thankful that the increase is coming. We're thankful that it's here now. We're thankful. We're thankful. Oh God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Ya bata kanda ya 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 londo ko 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 la da kara kanda ya ya lo do 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 ayabaka lo do ko do ko yande kareke lende karakai lo da karaka la da karakai lende kareke lo da karakai lede karakai lo do ko 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 Landi atai ay 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 ya bakaraka lote ashia bataka lende yo boto koro kore kari asai lari asia bataka raka loto konda kara samba takaka lare kari asai abataka raka landa kara kari atai. We thank you for triple time heaps in this ministry. We thank you that that word is personal to Boomerang Church, but to every partner that's attached, that's a word for you as well. We're in the time of triple time heaps, triple time heaps, triple time heaps, triple time heaps. We're moving at a speed that others marvel at, not by our power, but there's a grace on our steps right now. The steps that we're taking are Psalm 18:36 steps, where our steps are enlarged underneath us and our feet do not slip. Our steps are enlarged. Our steps are enlarged. Yamba kara kariatai, lara karaka. We're not exhausted in triple time. We've grown. We've grown. We've grown. It's triple time because our steps have enlarged. Our steps have enlarged. Our steps have enlarged. Marky, I'm so sorry. Lord, it's like when, honestly, the image that just came up into my head, I'm sorry because it's going to seem funny, but I'm not saying it because it seems funny. Marky and I are very different heights. Like I am much taller than Marky. Marky is very petite. I am much taller. If Marky and I were just walking in our same normal stride, my legs are just because of who we are, my legs are longer than hers. So our normal stride, my stride would outpace her. I'm not talking spiritually. I'm just talking physically. She's nodding. She's good. But for your sake, I want you to know Marky is fine with this comparison. But if I'm walking with Marky, my stride will outpace her because I'm taller than she is. As we are entering into this time of triple time heaps, I call for a breaking off of the thought that triple time means exhaustion. No, we're just continuing to walk. Our stride has enlarged. Our stride has enlarged. Our stride has enlarged. It doesn't mean I'm going to be exhausted. It doesn't mean I'm sprinting all the time, that I am so exhausted I can't do anything else. I have enlarged. The ministry has enlarged. I just keep stepping, and the fruit that comes out of us is the fruit of triple time. Triple time and enlargement. That's how it lines up with all the scripture that's continued to come out over the last few months. Enlargement be now over this ministry, and the triple time is just us continuing to stride. It's just us continuing to move. It's just us continuing to walk. We've grown. Our steps enlarged, and our feet will not slip underneath us. We're not going to be Bambis where we're learning how to stand for the first time and we fall a whole bunch. No, we're walking. We don't lose steam. We don't lose momentum. Our steps enlarge because we enlarge. In the name. In the name. In the name, we thank you for an enlargement in this ministry, an enlargement for our partners, an enlargement for the members of the ministry. Enlargement be now, No. Any pressure of what triple time could mean. Any attempt to burn the candle from both ends, thinking that it means I'm in triple time if I'm exhausted all the time. That's not triple time. My feet enlarged. The territory I take up is bigger. I have enlarged in the name. Yabakaraka. Yeah, Mr. Phil just said no fatigue. No fatigue in this body. No fatigue over our partners. No fatigue. No fatigue. No fatigue. No fatigue in the name of Jesus. No tiredness. No weariness. No fatigue. No fatigue. No fatigue. No fatigue in the name of Jesus. Ya bata kanda karia sai lodo koda kanda kara kara karai lodo koro konda kara kara karai la ra kare kare sambo koko 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 la ra kara kare kare la ria tai ya ya londo koko 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 landa kara karia sai ya bata kara ka la ra kara kara kare kare karai landa kara kare kare karai lodo koro konda kara kara karai La da kara kanda kara kara kare kere le ati ata ya 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 londo koro kora kara landa kara kare karai lodo koro kora kara. Now there are certain days where as I'm praying, I can tell when the supply is mostly going to come out of me or when it's going to come out of others. I'm saying for the people in this room and the people commenting, this is not just supposed to come out of me today. So specifically for people in the room, if you're starting to have leading, that's probably right. Mic up. Yes. So especially in the production room, be willing to come in because it's not just supposed to come out of me today. But especially the people watching as well. There's a supply. There's too much anointing. Watching this broadcast right now, being a part of this time of prayer right now, it's not just supposed to come out of me. There's not just one watchman. We're the watchmen. We're the watchmen. This is an army. This is a team. This is a special forces of the ministry where we're coming into the assembly together. And we each have our positions. So this morning, Lisa says, we grow stronger, not weaker. We grow stronger, not weaker. Serena says, greater grace, greater capacity, greater capacity. That's part of what we prayed out yesterday in Revelations 5:12. We've got what Jesus received. We have an inheritance as well. In Revelation 5:12, where it says, worthy is the Lamb who was worthy to receive might. That word might meant capacity. We have a greater capacity than a natural man. We've got a greater capacity than we did yesterday because the eyes of our understanding are becoming enlightened now in the name of Jesus. Our eyes are seeing clearly. We're tapping into the greater capacity of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, and greater and greater and greater and greater works we shall do than we've done before. No eye is seen, no ear is heard the fullness of what's going to come out of this ministry. But now and in the time to come, we will have eyes to see. We will hear. We will see clearly. God is doing a mighty work. Will we be the ones that'll perceive it? Lord, help me be the one that'll perceive it. Help me be the one that'll have eyes to see. Help me be the one that'll receive the increase, the enlargement, and the increase. Let it come to this ministry. Let it come to every partner. Let it come to every member now in the name of Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord, that it comes through a mind fixed on you. Mm-hmm. Fixed on you. We're not fixed on the flesh. That is death. We are fixed on the spirit.
Yeah.
We have a mind fixed on the spirit. And the Lord was reminding me, I thought it was just me, but as soon as Barrett said to mic up, I knew it was right.
Uh-huh.
That I've been training to run a 5K. And in this training, there's been times where I've had to push past what my mind has been wanting to say.
Yeah.
Stop now. You're out of energy. You've got to stop now. You've got to conserve what's left that you have. But that is the moment where when I've chosen to focus on the spirit man, I've been able to run further, faster.
Yes.
I've been able to run further, faster. And in this time and in this season that we are all in, when we just choose to fix our minds on Christ, fix our minds on the spirit man, who we really are, we will run further, faster. And then even we'll look back and see how fast we ran and be amazed at what we were capable to do. Not in our own strength, not in our own might, but by the Spirit of God. We are about to be truly amazed, like it was prayed out the first week of prayer. Mouths agape. Mouths agape. Mouths agape at what we are able to do as we are running, not getting weary, as we are running. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running, because we have a promise that we have the prize if we do not give up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are running and not growing weary. We are not fainting. We are not fainting. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Miss Sherry says, we run the race to be victorious. We're not running aimless. We're running to be victorious. 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 Julie just says, running to win the prize. Running to win the prize. Darcy says, no distractions. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Shanae says, my mind is fixed. Further, faster, further, faster. Phil says, further, faster. Lord, I thank you. We're going further, we're going faster, but it's not exhausting. It's not exhausting. It's not exhausting. Our capacity has increased. Our capacity has increased, not because Jesus grew, but because he's so faithful to enlighten our eyes to see exactly what is available to us. Exactly what is available to us. Lord, let every person attached to this ministry, his hand just prayed out, let us all have eyes to see clearly. Clearly, what is the hope of our calling in Christ? Let us have minds that are full of the fruit of self-control, a mind disciplined to the Spirit, a mind disciplined to the Spirit, a mind disciplined to the Spirit. Yamba karakai. Hannah basically just taught out what Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 says. Some of my favorite scriptures in the Word. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and every sin which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. This morning, Lord, we consider you. We consider you. We consider the great cloud of witnesses. We consider the great cloud of witnesses. We consider you. We consider the great cloud. We consider who's watching. And we refuse to become silent. We refuse to draw back in prayer. We gird up ourselves now and we get ready to outrun chariots. Father, I thank you that in this ministry and everyone attached, there is an anointing to run at speeds that outrun others, that outrun others, that outrun others, that outrun storms, that outrun problems, that outrun circumstances. We're in the right place at the right time every time. The right place at the right time every time. Lord, if your prophet could outrun a rainstorm, so can I outrun everything that could possibly soak and weigh down the fullness of God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that this ministry, we run further, faster. We walk at speeds of the anointing. Lord, I thank you. It's just like one of those escalator conveyor belts in an airport. We step onto it. My pace isn't changing. I'm just walking. But that conveyor belt has a power supply, has a speed supply that if I just maintain normal walking, I am far, far, far outpacing others that would have walked at the normal pace. I've got a supply. I've got an otherworldly supply. I've got a supernatural supply of the Holy Ghost. And hear me, when I'm saying I'm not just talking about Barrett. I'm speaking on behalf of this ministry and partners alike. We have an otherworldly supply. We've got a supernatural supply of the Holy Ghost. We've got a supernatural supply of the anointing. There's a fuel source that's not just my own. There's a fuel source that carries with it the power of heaven, the power of the kingdom, the power to raise Christ from the dead. We're considering him. I'm not getting weary. I'm considering who's making my feet move. And he is stronger than the strongest, bigger than the biggest, cannot be defeated, can't be voted out, can't be stopped. He is Jehovah and he cannot be dethroned. Glory to God. 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 Yeah, Miss Chrissy put in the comments, Lord, take the scales off of our eyes. Unclog our ears that we can hear you, Lord, clearly. Clearly, clarity now in the name of Jesus. In this anointing, we send it now into every home that's attached to this ministry. Clarity be in the name of Jesus. Clarity be in the name of Jesus. In every home, every mind, every child, every woman, every man. Clarity, understanding, applied understanding now in the name of Jesus. Just like we saw yesterday in Revelation 5:12, part of that wisdom equates to applied understanding. I don't just hear the word of God. I don't just hear this good word. I'm not just going to get the Holy Ghost goosebumps. I'm not just going to throw my hands up and have myself a Pentecostal party. I'm receiving the wisdom of God and the Lord showing us what to do with it. He's putting it in its right place. He's giving us wisdom, revelation, and knowledge in the power of God. We're walking at speeds we've never walked before. Miss Chrissy, you're outpacing others around you. You're walking at speeds you've never walked before. It may not have ever felt like you would increase. It may have even felt recently like, wow, am I even increasing? The reason you haven't even recognized the growth is because you've just continued to keep stepping. And before you knew it, look down today and see that underneath your feet is a power source that's causing a growth, the like of which you couldn't do on your own. You couldn't do it on your own. But God is faithful. God has answered. And not just Miss Chrissy. We may not have seen the growth, but in our natural until this moment, but today, look back over where we've come from. Take the time to turn and see where we've been brought from and then quickly turn back, because the kingdom is not meant for hands put to the plow with an eye turned constantly back around at the former things. We look back to see how far we've come, but then we turn right back and we keep going. We keep growing. We keep going. We keep growing. We keep going. We keep going. We keep going. We have increased. We are continuing to increase. It has enlarged. We were just in the body that grew. The same way that it's not like I go to bed when I was like 6 years old. It's not like I go to bed one night and I wake up the next morning and I've grown 5 inches. That's not how it works. And I'm like, woohoo! I'm like Tom Hanks in Big. No, it's not like that where I go to bed a kid, I wake up and, oh wow, this is amazing. No, you don't typically see the markers of growth until you look back. With my own daughter, it's not until I looked back over this last year of her life and saw where she started her year and where she ended that I was able to marvel and see the growth, because I've been a part of it. I've been there with her. I've seen greater every day. But I can marvel at the Lord's increase as I look at how far He's brought me. Today, we marvel at the Lord's increase on this ministry. We marvel at the Lord's increase on our families. We marvel. Lord, I thank You that families attached to this ministry that used to be addicted to drugs and used to be addicted to alcohol, now they're joining this time of prayer. Now they're part of the watchman. That's Your increase. That's Your enlargement. Lord, I thank You that where people in this ministry were drug addicted, depressed, fearful, anxious, sorrowful, feeling worthless, feeling like they had no identity, they are now walking in the fullness of who they're called to be. They're walking. They're anointed. They're carrying something. That's Your doing. We marvel at the increase. We marvel at the increase. We marvel at the increase. I thank You that this ministry and its partners, I thank You that we are like the apostles, that when they went before rulers, leaders, they marveled, because surely this level of confidence, surely this level of boldness equates to these men having been with Jesus. Surely they've been with Jesus. Surely these uneducated men, these men that the world rejected, these simple fishermen, these tax collectors that others despised, surely they've met something supernatural. Surely an increase has come to their life. Surely the anointing has come to them, because they couldn't have done this on their own. They increased. They increased. And that same increase, it's on this body. The people that others rejected, the pieces of the building that others cast aside, God is taking every one of these rocks and is creating a foundation for the glory of God to come upon. You're needed in this body. You're needed in this body of Christ. You're needed. You're called. You're assigned. You're necessary. You have a supply. And today, let every eye see it. In the name of Jesus, fullness of our worth be in Jesus' name. Fullness. Fullness. That's what that word honor means. If you go in back to Revelation 5:12, we talked about it yesterday. If you go into the original language of what honor means, it means esteem. It means worth. We have a right to see our proper worth in Christ. A redemptive right to full godly self-esteem. We have a right to it. We have a right to it. We have a covenant right to have it. Let it be today in the name. In the name. I love seeing it in the comments. We marvel at the increase. We marvel at the increase. We marvel at the increase. Lisa says, I am needed in this body. Not just you, Lisa, but 100% yes. Lisa is needed in this body. Courtney is needed in this body. Sittler is needed in this body. Serena, Miss Chrissy, Mr. Phil, Matthew, William, Dylan, Jake, Corey, needed in this body. Every one of us. I thank You for eyes to see and ears to hear it. Eyes to see it, ears to hear it. Eyes to see it, ears to hear it in the name. Yabakaka, Lara Karioto, Lora Kanda Karakaka, Lora Kanda Karaka, Lara Kariatai, Lora Kanda Karakai, Lora Kandeatai, Lora Kanda Karaka, Lara Kare Kariasai, Lora Shambata Kara Kariatai, Lota Kanda Karaka. Lord, You're so good. You are so awesome, Lord. That we can be found in You. That You can delight in us. That You've looked down on this time of prayer this morning. Your eyes have stopped here. Your flow of the anointing is here today. That means You're here today, Lord. You've been searching the earth, looking for those that You can show Yourself strong on their behalf of. And You saw us. And You delighted in what was being done so much that You gave Your anointing to it, and You gave Your presence to wherever the saints are. Thank You. We can't make this happen. We can't make 40 people, not counting the people who are just in this room. We can't make 40 people wake up early in the morning to praise you with honor. That's your doing. We can't make the anointing flow. I can't squeeze my face up and have it come out. It's you anointing a time. That's you and your choice. That's you and your blessing. That's you and your honor. You are so awesome. Thank you. Thank you that this is not by our power. It's not by our might. This is your Spirit doing it. So we enter in to this covenant partnership of prayer now in the name. We enter into it, Lord, because you are faithful and you're worthy to partner with. You could have set up this whole earth that no one could enter into partnership with you, and you could do it all on your own. You're clearly, clearly better at it. But you love us so much that you want to teach us how to be like you. You want to give us the opportunity to follow in your footsteps. Whose footsteps are we following in if we're enlarging? It's yours. We're walking after you the same way that my daughter, when she started walking, she just toddled around. Now that she's gotten bigger, her steps can get bigger and I can move with her faster. We're following our Father. We're walking with you. You are awesome, and thank you so much for the opportunity to partner and take you by the hand and let you lead us at the pace and the direction you know that we're capable of handling. I see it the same way that I taught my daughter Caroline how to walk, her father and I did, with the Lord. But we knew when she was able to handle stairs and when she wasn't. We knew when she needed to hold our hands, when she needed to hold the railing, and when she could do it. We knew what terrain she could walk through and which ones we needed to pick her up through. We knew, like, just honestly, the one that just popped up in my spirit was the other day. She's now at an age where I can speak to her and say, Caroline, let me teach you what this temptation, what this ant hill looks like. Let me teach you what a fire ant hill looks like. I'm not going to carry you through it. I'm going to teach you how to go around it. I'm going to teach you how to step over it. I'm not just going to do all of this for you. You're anointed. You are capable. You're created to do what I do. You're created to do what I do, daughter. So I'm going to teach you how to step. I'm going to teach you what to look for. I'm going to teach you how to move. Now listen, take heed and follow in my footsteps. It's the same way with the Lord. He's not just wanting to do it all for us. He's wanting to teach us what we are capable of in the capacity that he's placed within us. He wants to teach us to be like him. It's time that we receive the grace and we yield to that grace to walk like the Father. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of how to walk in the enlargement. So right now, say this with me. Jesus, fill me fresh today with your Holy Spirit and with your fire. Holy Spirit, fill me with your wisdom and your understanding. Teach me today how to live the life that I've been called to live. Teach me today how to live with power. Teach me today how to move with confidence. Teach me today how to follow the footsteps of Christ. Now, Lord, today, as we've prayed that out, I thank you that it's a day of leading. It's a day of the supernatural. We look like our Father. We think like our Father. We're walking like our Father. We're acting like you, Father. You are doing an awesome thing in the midst of the watchmen this morning. And this morning, the watchmen walk in the footsteps of the Father. The partners walk in the footsteps of the Father. Our members walk in the footsteps of the Father. Lord, this ministry walks in the footsteps of the Father. We walk in the anointing. We live in the anointing. We move at the anointing. We're yours. We're yours. We're yours. We're yours. Oh, thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Marky put it in the comments. He wants to teach us what we're capable of. With him, it's infinite. With him, what we're capable of is infinite. We are capable of whatever Jesus was capable of and capable to do greater, 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 greater today over this ministry. Greater, greater, greater today over every partner. Greater, greater, greater today over every partner church. Greater, greater, greater today over the members of our local bodies. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. You and you alone are able to do this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're so awesome. Now, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, give everyone attached to this ministry. Let us have the spiritual eyes to choose to put on that garment of praise, because that garment of praise is what turns us into having a duck-like response. Like I see it, that garment of praise, it's like the feathers of a duck. When pastors told us that we should be duck-like, quack, quack, water off a duck's back, the garment of praise is what we put on that turns us into that duck spiritually. I know, who would enjoy being called a duck? I don't know. But welcome to the way that the Holy Ghost moves. Those of you who heard that message months ago when pastor preached it out, quack, quack, like water off a duck's back. Every attack that would try to come, quack, quack, it's rolling off of us. Ducks have that special type of feathers. It's not skin. It's like that feather that it's like water resistant and repellent, that when it gets on them, it beads and just rolls right off. That garment of praise does that for us. There may be things that could have tried to come up today to try to grate at what was just released today, but we've put on that garment of praise now, and no matter what could try to come, quack, quack, it's rolling off the garment of praise. The garment of praise turns me into that spiritual duck that cannot be touched. Quack, quack, it's rolling off because I am a person of praise. I'm a person of praise. And that garment of praise causes me to be untouchable to anything that the world could try to throw. It does not have a right to touch me. It does not have a right to touch me. It does not have a right to move me. It does not have a right because I serve a Lord that is greater. So today, Lord, let this body have a grace and a greater grace. Let it be multiplied, and in that grace, let the eyes of revelation come now, that we would choose all day today to put on that garment of praise. We can't be tempted out of it. We can't be tempted to take it off. It fits us like a glove, and we wear it all day long. We thank you for that grace. And in the name, peace and multiplication be. Multiplied, abundant, lavish peace in the name of Jesus to the vine. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We love y'all so much. Your supply was so valuable today. Thank you so much for being here, for contributing, for doing what Isaiah 62:1 says. For the church's sake, we will not be silent. Thank you for being people that will stand and take our positions well and watch as God is doing mighty things in the land of the living today in the name. If you have not yet partnered with this ministry, you're welcome to do so. You can go to whatsright.com/partner, and the grace that's on this ministry as you enter into the covenant of partnership. The grace and the anointing that's on this ministry will come into your life in ways that it never has before. So if the Lord's leading you to it, become a partner today officially. And we thank you for it. And Lord, bless every person that's being drawn to partnership. Bless their choice of covenant. And we enter into it as well. And we have the first fruit. Lord, we call them blessed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. And as you enter into partnership, you're automatically sent a gift from us as well. So do that today as you're led of God, as also as you're led of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, if you'd like to partner in that regard, you're welcome to. You can go to givewwww.org, and that'll take you to all of the different giving platforms that we have. We have a QR code over here you can scan that'll automatically take you there. But just seek the Lord if he's leading you to sow and to partner in that way. Awesome. Just be obedient. Lord, in the name, every seed that's sown, we call it blessed, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Let it quickly return into the hands of the sower now, in Jesus' name. And if you are interested in growing today, if you're ready to continue to enlarge, today at noon, I believe Brother Brian's going to be back in the studio again. Yesterday's broadcast was phenomenal, talking about how to receive everything God has for you in the prayer line. I believe Pastor's going to be continuing in that direction again today as well. So make sure that regardless of what it is, it's going to be awesome. So make sure that you're here at noon today, right here, same place on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. If you haven't done it yet, hit that subscription button and click the notification bell so that you are made aware every time we go live. We love you. You are such a blessing to the kingdom of God. You're such a blessing to us. We love you, and we'll see you so soon. As Serena said, 5 hours. We'll see you in 5 hours for Lunch Plus. Love you. Be blessed.